Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru. And tonight, today, we're going to be doing live readings on air, and this is going to be the Halloween edition. So I think that it's very important, guys, like when you're most vulnerable and when you need clarity in your life, I think that this is a perfect day and time for you to get that particular clarity. So today, I want to open the phone lines for you guys to call in. This is going to be a short show because this is going to be the introduction to the Enhancing Awareness radio platform. Now, this has been a platform that has been in the making since 2013, although, we will be kind of revamping the platform, and we're actually leaving the Tribe Radio and coming back to the Enhancing Awareness platform. So I want to thank all of you guys who have merged with me over to the Enhancing Awareness platform. And I hope you guys like it. It's going to be I have a lot of great ideas for you guys that are in the making, that are coming up, but the show still must go on. So we're going to get through this, right? So this is great. So so I have invited someone to come on to do a reading today. And it's going to be a very impactful, powerful reading. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. You guys know on the Enhancing Awareness platform that I do readings all the time, quite often. So this is going to be another segment of Intuitive Oracle Readings. Now, the Oracle deck is pretty much in tune with your internal energy, right? Everything that's going on internally within you, that any kind of blockage or anything like that that you need to be in tune with, this is what this Oracle deck is about. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring my caller on. Area code 267312, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Greetings, how are you doing today?
Okay, and happy Halloween. And just ask any questions.
Well, no, pretty much, first, just tell me how you're feeling. First of all, what your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, cool, Donna. Yeah, you can just go ahead and just ask me a question, and we'll just go ahead and, take it from there.
Okay, it was a relationship question. Do you see anything coming in, November or...
Anything coming in November as far as a new relationship?
A new relationship, over the holidays or whenever.
Okay, well, I do. The card that I pulled from you is called Mawu Nurturing, and I do see new beginnings. This is about abundance. This is about fruition, and this is about seeds of intention. So my question to you would be this. What things are you doing to put in place as far as a new relationship? What kind of intentions are you setting for yourself? Be mindful that, that is also important in order for you to attract a new relationship.
Well, right now I have a girlfriend. She's moving back from Florida, and we're, I just got out of a relationship. I was going to ask you about that, but, and we're going to be working out and just doing us, going to work and, stuff like that. So I just was wondering if, so that's what I'm doing, my part. Inside everything's okay. I'm getting rid of the negativity from, the other relationship. That's basically gone, so.
Oh, okay. So you just got out of a relationship.
Well, kind of. It's been going on for like a year. I don't even know. I was going to ask you that question, but that would be two questions.
Okay. No, that's fine. But just to answer your initial question, I do see that being in a relationship real soon here. But I want you to be mindful of the seeds of intention that you're planting, And I want you to be mindful about what you're doing, as far as the relationship is concerned, right?
Right.
So, like, you know, as far as, like, how long has it been since you've been out of a, you know, the last relationship? How long, what is that period that you've given yourself?
Well, it's been almost a year. It was kind of off, but it was, like, kind of hurtful. It was, like, a shock. We were together for, like, 5 years, and he just stopped texting. One time we went to Atlantic City, I came back, didn't hear from him for a month, and here he upped it and moved. And, you know, and now he calls me once a month when he goes to Army duty around my way, but he goes every beginning of each month, but this time I'm not answering the phone or nothing because I need to move on and find something real.
Okay, to something real. Okay, all right. Well, what's truly real, you know what I'm saying, is pretty much as far as your self-work. I don't know what level that you may be on as far as your inner work and your self-work is concerned, but I do want you to be mindful that self-work is very important. So these periods that we are not in relationships, you know, the focal point doesn't need to always be on another relationship because what we're doing in that moment is we're relationship hopping, right? So instead of doing that, so that's why when you pull this card, we want you to be very clear on your intentions, right? So be very clear on your intentions. Okay, go ahead.
My intentions are to a relationship. It doesn't have to be, you know, the holidays. It's not just because I want somebody over the holidays. I'm good with my family and all that stuff, but you know. I just mean a relationship in general.
Okay. You just need a relationship in general. Is that what I heard you say?
Don't need, but just, you know, wondering if a relationship is going to happen.
Okay. Well, I do see. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can hear. I'm sorry, I thought my phone hung up. Okay, but yes, I do. It does look good for you. I do see, you know, this is about new birth. This is about, but I just, in order to manifest that, you know, you just have to set the tone as far as, you know, how you want it to go. Because you are the creator of your reality. This is how, you know, you set the intention. But even though you will manifest a new relationship, you know what I mean? That's how it looks. But I'm telling you to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you know what I mean? Just be very mindful and to be careful about what you're doing, you know, because you don't want to kind of be repeating the same patterns over and over again. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely not. Yes, definitely not. No,
okay.
No, I got it together, definitely. I just I wanted some clarity on what happened with the – that's all. It doesn't really matter, but, you know, I just wanted what happened with the other relationship, like with – why did he just up and leave? And
well, baby, you have to do your internal work. You know what I'm saying? As far as your internal work about why did he up and leave and all of that, you know, I just want to be clear that the reading that I'm offering tonight is going to be an oracle reading, which the oracle reading is in tune with your inner self. You know what I'm saying? So this is pretty much your inner work and your self-work. You know what I mean? So when it comes to external circumstance, you know what I'm saying, we have to be very clear on, you know, what part did we play, right? So a question that I want to ask that you would ask yourself is what part did you – like what happened? You know what I'm saying? Get a notebook. You know, have you ever just wrote down what happened?
Right, with the relationship, I really don't know.
You know, and I get that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, love, you know, when it comes to life, you know what I'm saying? It's more to life than external circumstance, okay? Let's be clear. You know what I mean? So you have to also be clear about everything that's going on internally within you, right?
All right, what's in me right now? I just wanna get, you know, well, I do have myself together, but like I said, I'm gonna start working out and just being me, having a, you know, how can I explain it?
Right. Do your work. You know what I mean? Do your work. And, you know, just kind of figure out, you know, just going back to the Oracle card that you pulled, you know, this is about seeds of intention. So be sure that you're planting the seeds of intention that you want for your life. Okay.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to manifest all of what you desire. All right.
Okay.
All right, love. Well, my information is also in the show notes. So, you know, just if you want a private session, you know, you can always email me and use the information in the show notes. And I will definitely contact you. And we can definitely get to the root of things. Okay. Because there's
okay.
a lot more that I want to share with you. You know what I mean? But I can't, you know, we have other callers and I can't really get that deep with you on air right now. I would definitely suggest for you to book a private session with me so we can
okay,
get deep.
Okay, what is your email?
It's going to be info. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me give you another email. It's going to be assistant services by Keith. And it's just like it sounds. Assistant services by Keith at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, at gmail.com. Assistant services by Keith at gmail.com. Yeah, use that email and email me because there's some work that we need to do. You know what I mean? So I would definitely want to do that work with you, but we need to do that in a private session because it's going to take more time, love. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's going to definitely take more time.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love. All right, guys. So just to be clear, the reading that I'm doing tonight is going to be what I call an oracle reading. And the oracle reading is pretty much getting in tune with your inner being. You know, so everyone that comes on, please be prepared to get in tune with your inner selves, right? So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, and we're going to go ahead and just keep it moving. All right. So area code 360-632, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Can you
greetings.
Hear me?
Peace and love. I can hear you just fine.
Peace and love,
how
guru.
How do you feel, baby?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Taking it one day at a time, one moment at a time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So you pretty much heard the reading before you, and, you know, you pretty much kind of got a swing of how it goes. So tell me what's going on and what do you see clarity on?
I think my question for clarity is coming personal standpoint. So my question is going to be, do you see a career change in the future?
Do I see a career change in the future? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get your name?
Sure. My name is Connie. Calling from Washington.
All right, a career change. And it's funny because as you were talking, I pulled for you, right? And when I pulled for you, it was about career. You know what I mean? And I was like,
wow.
Okay. Yeah. This, I was like, because, you know, I love you to love, you know what I mean? But Connie, you know, we know each other, right? So we know what this was going to be about, but it wasn't even about that when I pulled for you.
Correct.
And I was like, okay, why did she pull this, you know? So, yeah. So, okay, when it comes to career, okay, so you pulled a card called Dream Creation, right? So Dream Creation, this card is about the quest. This card is about spirit moves, and it's about understanding. So this card reminds you to shift your attention to where your true desires are. Signs and symbols are going to show you the way. All right. So what does that mean? That means that as far as your career is concerned, are you in a career that you've kind of been in? Let's talk about your career. Like, what's going on there?
So I've been in this particular career for about 9 years.
9 years. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's been about 9 years, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
I'm just not certain. You know, I mean, I love what I do. I truly do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if it's time to shift gears and do something different.
It is. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So absolutely. So with that being said, you know, you have to ask yourself, what is it that I want to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have to, you know, like a good question to ask yourself are, what are my desires? What are my true desires? I like to add that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So ask yourself, what are my true desires? If you don't mind me asking, what are your true desires?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's okay if you don't know. Okay.
No, I actually do. It's crazy because, like, 25 plus years ago, I was in the military serving our country. I worked as a hospital corpsman helping people, and that's kind of, I think, been like a long-term goal, is to get back into the medical field so I can continue to help people. I mean, I help people on a daily basis, you know, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
mm-hmm.
my nature and who I am. But
right.
as far as career goes, I think my desire is to get back into either a hospital setting or a clinic setting of some sort, and
okay.
truly be there, you know, as a, I guess, either a director or administration type, but be able to be there to support the people and help them out
mm-hmm.
in their time of need.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, this is your desire that you have, you know, so, like, as far as the steps that you want to take to get there, I know you love books, right? So I'm going to give you two books. I'm going to give you two books, two powerful books. When it comes to your business mindset and what you want to do as far as your business is concerned, these are two books that would definitely help you as far as the blueprint is concerned. Now, I know that you may have already have your credentials and all of that, being that you were in the Army and all that. So, I mean, you already have a step in, which is great. But I do want to, you know, reiterate that, you know, the science behind it is what's most important. The science behind it is what's most important, but it's most important when it comes to manifestation.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So,
it does make sense.
Okay. So Napoleon Hill, the Get Rich book. I'm pulling it up on Google as I speak. But Think and Grow Rich, there we go. So Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich is a great book when it comes to kind of setting out, kind of the visualization piece of it. That's a great book to get. But one, the most important book is going to be Jack Canfield. And the book is called The Success Principles. This book gives you the mind mapping, it gives you the breakdown, it gives you the whole science that you truly, truly need in order for you to begin to visualize and begin to manifest. And then I think the second book, I kind of gave them to you backwards, but, you know, the Thinking World Rich book kind of gives you, yeah, that book kind of gives mm-hmm. you the how-to as far as what you need to do indirectly to manifest.
Okay, okay.
But something I want to tell you is to be very clear on what it is that you want to do. Even though you want to be in a medical field, you know, I mean, do you truly know that's what you really want to do? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we know, but we kind of, you know, we kind of have an idea and we kind of, you know, kind of go with what we're used to. You know what I mean? But is that really what you want to do? And I'm not questioning you on that or challenging you on that, but it's just definitely something to just really ask yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, my love, I pulled two more cards for you, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, and I know this is hard for you, love, I know, but I do have to cover this. The root chakra. How familiar are you with the chakras?
Very, very familiar.
Okay, so the root. So the root chakra in this time, the root chakra is going to be a very important chakra for you to revisit. You know what I mean? Because when we revisit, repetition is a mother of all skill, right? So even in these times, it's definitely great to do chakra work because the root chakra is going to be very important in this time.
Okay.
So the root chakra is located, as you know, at the base of the spine. You know, it's about meditation. So like meditation, you know, are you meditating, you know, practicing yoga or any kind of nature connecting type thing? You know what I'm saying? So like Facebook, you know, you want to detach from Facebook, right? Okay, which is great. It's a great idea to detach from all these energies. You know what I mean? So we have to be very mindful of the intent while we're detaching, right? So in this particular time, right, so the intent is to meditate and to refocus and to rebalance, right? So what are we doing in this place? You know what I mean? So we're going to Mother Nature. We're going to the water. I mean, you're surrounded by water in Washington, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, kind of getting reconnected to these type of things. You know, when's the last time you've done something in nature for yourself?
It's been over a month, so, since I've been to the water.
Well,
no.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know what I mean? This is a good time to, you know, kind of, you know, just think about it. You know what I mean? Especially mm-hmm. this because, you know, water has a lot of answers.
Right.
So, your sacral chakra as well. So your sacral chakra, which, you know, is located at the pelvic area, and this chakra is to focus on your feelings. You know what I mean? As far as your feelings, your emotion, you know, like if your creativity is blocked, you know, your sacral chakra, you know, could be blocked, right? So sacral chakra work. So root chakra work and sacral chakra work is going to be very key for you in this time.
Okay.
All right. So remember that. And then, you know, you are coming from the Tribe Radio with us. You know, we had Ferrante, you know, and Ferrante did the segments. I still don't know how that's going to go. You know, but anyway, Ferrante, I can link you with him, still, you know what I mean? I don't know if he's going to come on this platform or not, but
okay.
He can answer all of your health questions. You know what I'm saying? So anything that you, you know, are concerned about, you know what I mean? He can definitely
mm-hmm.
answer those type of questions for you. I would just send you his Facebook link, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can ask him questions personally. You can tell him that I sent you. And,
okay.
You know, yeah. So. But, all right, my love, is there any other questions? I hope I brought you some type of clarity.
You have.
Okay.
Specifically the last one with regard to the sacral chakra. Chakra, because obviously right now is a very emotional time for me, as I personally
mm-hmm.
share
I know.
What's going on
yeah.
privately with you. So,
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I said, you know, we need to cover that too, because you know what I mean? And you know, you did well.
I wanna
thank you, and your spouse, you know, for always being supporting unwaveringly, you know, and this radio show too will grow. You know, I have a lot of great ideas, you know, and you know, you guys are going to be okay. But you know something? When it comes to that, you know, and that's for your privacy, right? When it comes to that, you know, I've seen a lot of people tackle that with the power of thought. You hear me? The power of thought. Okay? So the power of thought and the power of just implanting, you know what I mean, that positivity and that, you know, that light energy into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. I watched it with my own eyes, baby. I watched it with my own eyes. A friend of mine, you know what I mean? One of my close friends watched it with my own eyes, and I asked him afterwards, I said, how did you do it? Baby, the power of thought is what he said. You know what I mean?
That's so profound. That is so profound.
Yeah.
And
you know, I wanted to say I wouldn't share that with you if I didn't see it with my own eyes. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Yeah, she's such an amazing woman. She truly is. And not to, you know, overstep other people waiting to have their reading done.
No, we got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes and I'm going to shut it down, you know, but yeah.
I got you. But yes, my mother, she's a very strong woman. And before we got off the phone the other day, she said, just be positive. I'm positive. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. See? So she knows. She knows, you know what I mean? But you have to help her with that. I mean, it's hard, baby.
Right.
It's hard. I mean, it can be emotional. You know, all these bioweapons, if you don't mind me being kind of candid there. You know what I mean?
You're fine.
These bioweapons that are used, you know, to depopulate our people, you know, it's just something that we have to deal with, but we have to deal with it on a level frequency, okay? Because this is a frequency that is just in the atmosphere, and a lot of us kind of get caught up in it. So you're going to have to – she's going to need you and your light energy, and she's going to need his light energy, you know what I mean, in order to – you know, fight this, in order to tackle this. But I have seen success story. I did a show on it in this month. You know what I mean? This can definitely, y'all will get, you know, this claim that, you know, you are the victor, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
All right, love.
You so much.
You are so welcome,
thank
love.
You.
I hope that helped.
Yes,
all right, baby.
Yes,
glad you know.
You.
You're welcome. As you know, I will be talking to you real soon.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Bye now. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I do appreciate you guys coming on with me. Appreciate all you guys following me. This is going to be great. We're just going to keep it moving and keep it going and keep growing, right? So, guys, please stay tuned to more shows to come. You know, follow the show. Guys, you know, join my new Facebook group. I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. We are here to build and grow. And thank all of you until the next segment, guys. Peace and love.